Book of Hosea, chapter 2. Say unto your brethren, Ami, and to your sisters, Ruhamah. Plead with your mother, plead, for she is not my wife, neither am I her husband, and let her put away her whoredoms from her face, and her adulteries from between her breasts, lest I strip her naked, and set her as in the day that she was born, and make her as a wilderness, and set her as a dry land, and slay her with thirst. And I will not have mercy upon her children, for they are children of whoredoms. For their mother hath played the harlot. She that conceived them hath done shamefully, for she said, I will go after my lovers, that give me my bread and my water, my wool and my flax, mine oil and my drink. Therefore, behold, I will hedge up thy wall with thorns, and I will fence her in with a wall, that she shall not find her paths. And she shall pursue after her lovers, and shall not overtake them. And she shall seek them, and shall not find them. And she shall say, I will go and return to my first husband, for then it was better with me than now. And she did not know that I had given her the corn, and the new wine, and the oil, and had multiplied to her the silver and gold, which they employed for Baal. Therefore will I return, and take away my corn in the time thereof, and my new wine in its season, and will withdraw my wool and my flax, which should have covered her nakedness. And now will I discover her impiety in the sight of her lovers, and none shall deliver her out of my hand. And I will cause all her mirth to cease, her feasts, her new moons, and her Sabbaths, and all her solemnities. And I will make desolate her vine and her fig tree, whereof she hath said, These are my rewards which my lovers have given me. And I will make them a forest, and the beasts of the field shall eat them. And I will visit upon her the days of the Baals, wherein she burned incense to them, and decked herself with rings and jewels, and went after her lovers, and forgot me, saith Jehovah. Therefore, behold, I will allure her, and bring her into the wilderness, and speak to her heart. And I will give her her vineyards from thence, and the valley of Achor for a door of hope. And she shall sing there as in the days of her youth, and as in the day when she came up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be in that day, saith Jehovah, that thou shalt call me my husband, and shalt call me no more Baali. For I will take away the names of the Baals out of her mouth, and they shall no more be remembered by their name. And I will make a covenant for them in that day with the beasts of the field and with the fowl of the heavens and the creeping things of the ground. And I will break bow and sword and battle out of the land, and I will make them to lie down safely. And I will betroth thee unto me forever, and will betroth thee unto me in righteousness and in judgment and in loving kindness and in mercies. And I will betroth thee unto me in faithfulness, and thou shalt know Jehovah. And it shall come to pass in that day, I will hear, saith Jehovah, I will hear the heavens, and they shall hear the earth. And the earth shall hear the corn, and the new wine, and the oil, and they shall hear Jezreel. And I will sow her unto me in the land, and I will have mercy upon Lo Ruhamah, and I will say to Lo Ami, Thou art my people, and they shall say, My God.